The world watched in horror as the courtroom filled with Nazi criminals, as they watched video footage of famished men, women, and children who were mercilessly shot, starved, and/or tortured, and then thrown carelessly into mass graves, all because they did not fall in line with the ideology of a monstrous dictator named Adolf Hitler. Now, during the time of the opening of the court proceedings, it is important to note that the prosecutor said, "The laws of God and man have been violated, and the guilty must not go unpunished." I have a question for you. Who is responsible for doing Adolf Hitler's murderous biddings? Hitler didn't pull the trigger. His subordinates did. The criminals attempted to divert attention from their own murderous hands with the retort that they were just doing their job. Well, I'm here to tell you that they were not just doing their job, for if they were, they would have dealt with Adolf Hitler in resisting him and his tyrannical regime's directives. If it weren't for them following blindly behind Adolf Hitler, the country of Germany and its people would have been spared. If they were truly doing their duty, they would have thrown off Adolf Hitler, not the German Constitution, and upholding the law that would in fact have condemned Adolf Hitler and his Third Reich. Now let's take a look to America. In a time of propaganda and fear that is being pushed on the people, many are speculating if this government is going to roll out into martial law. We are hearing much of executive orders coming out from the president as well as governors and mayors across the country. Well, you might ask yourself the question, what is an executive order and are they constitutional? Well, United States presidents issue executive orders to help officers and agencies of the executive branch to manage the operations within the federal government itself. Executive orders have the full force of law, enumerated laws found within the United States Constitution only, when they take authority from a legislative power which grants its power directly to the executive by the Constitution or are made pursuant to acts of Congress. That's the representatives of the American people. And them that explicitly delegate to the president some degree of discretionary power, delegated legislation, like both legislative statutes and regulations promulgated by government agencies. Executive orders are subject to judicial review, not by them that want to interpret what common sense laws already state, nor are judges there to judge the standard by which they are judged by, and may be struck down if deemed by the courts to be unsupported by statute or the Constitution. There is no constitutional provision nor statute that explicitly permits executive orders. The term executive power, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 1 of the U.S. Constitution refers to the title of the president as the executive. He is instructed therein by the Declaration, "Take care that the laws be faithfully executed," made in Article 2, Section 3, Clause 5, or face impeachment. Now, most executive orders use these constitutional reasonings as the authorization, allowing for their issuance to be justified as part of the president's sworn duties. The intent being to help direct officers of the U.S. executive to carry out their delegated authorities as well as the normal operations of the federal government, which is limited. The consequence of failing to comply possibly being the removal from office. An executive order of the president must find support in the U.S. Constitution, either in clause granting the president specific power.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we should...
Recently.
Well, ladies and gentlemen...
Okay, good.
I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, in about 8 minutes here, I'm going to pull up former CIA officer Kevin Shipp, and he's going to share some brand new information with us concerning a documentary, a brand new book, his expose concerning the crimes of the CIA, which I'm looking forward to, by the way. So in about 8 minutes, we're going to pull him up, and just giving you a heads up on that again. If you're just joining us again, folks, CIA officer Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer Kevin Shipp's going to be joining us in just a couple minutes. Before we get to that, I do want to let you know that on Saturday, folks, we were all set and ready to go. I'm not going to go ahead and beat this drum, but I do want to let you know that this was not on my end, that we were not prepared. We were prepared. We were ready to go. And the people that were behind the scenes that were to push the buttons, they called about 9 minutes late. Never had that happen in 20 years. So just wanted to let you know that we were in the saddle and we were ready to go ahead and ride. What'd you think of that? That was good, Bradley, right? No, just playing. It's one of those days. I'm a little slap happy, a little tired, but we're doing good. Also want to let you know, folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, you want to watch this interview with former CIA whistleblower, as a matter of fact, Kevin Shipp, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the left side, top left side of the page, subscribe to that page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page, top left side of beforeitsnews.com as well. If you want to call in, please do. Stick to the topic. 281-845-4704. Now, if I see questions for Kevin online during the interview with him, go ahead on live chat. Go ahead and throw your questions at me. I'll propose them to him if I see them. Outside of that, we're just going to open up the first and the second segment for calls. And that number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True, we follow the Christ here. John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1. 1 Timothy 5, Acts 4:12, there's one name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ! Exclamation. Cool. Just wanted to make clear that we're all on the same page here. I have to go ahead and tee this up as quickly as possible before Kevin joins us. But I do want to let you know, folks, I hope you're paying attention. Well, you're being entertained out of your freedoms by the two Judas goats that are being offered to you in spite of the 1,250 other presidential candidates that are totally being overlooked. Maybe that's why 94% of the people say they don't believe the media. Folks, they believe it. The bottom line is they believe it, because if they didn't, they would be demanding that the 1,250 other legitimate presidential contenders would be acknowledged. They're being ignored, they're being censored, and they're being suppressed. And when you have two options and you're then told to pick the lesser of two evils, I'm here again to tell you, choose neither. okay? Because you have 1,250 other presidential contenders that are legitimate, in fact, that want to restore the Constitution. They are reformers. They want to hold to the Constitution and our founding forefathers and what it is that they painstakingly established over 250 years ago. With that, I do want to go forward and show you this really quick. Did you see this? Well, you're being entertained by these two Judas goats. Go ahead and take a look at the screen. The reports are now suggesting that hundreds of illegal immigrants are flown from El Paso to Alabama. Now, again, I just want to tell you, you know, you're being sold by the mainstream media that Greg Abbott is one of those good guys. Well, if the fact of the matter is, and he was holding to the Constitution and he was doing his job, he wouldn't fly him to another state in the U.S. In the United States as we know it. No, he would deport them, not import them. Same thing we've seen with Ron DeSantis. He's sold to the American people as the good guys. What is he doing? He's taking these illegals, he's putting them on planes, and then flying them to cities that they suggest are blue, and as if to suggest that they're red. And then let me say this to both of you. You're all sick and tired of the establishment. Then why are you getting caught up in a left-right paradigm that doesn't exist, or a red-blue paradigm that does not exist in any sense of the word? It's unconstitutional. If you're tired of the establishment, then quit playing their games. But the point being made, friends, the good guys are the ones that are flying the illegals into other states throughout the United States of America. And if that's what you define as good, friends, that's exactly why you're in trouble. As a matter of fact, if you look at Matthew 5:13, what does it tell us? It tells us that you're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. Why? Because you're not the salt of the earth anymore. And salt stops the putrefaction, it upholds and stops moral decay. And when you fail to be the salt that Jesus commanded us to be, this is what you then begin to define as good. And again, I want to remind everybody, you know, the right today, as they call themselves, are yesterday's liberals. Because again, you can't make up as to what's going on here. The American people have been now taught to shoot for the floor rather than keeping their eye fixed on the standard. His name is Jesus Christ, Hebrews 12:2, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. So we're seeing right now the illegals are being flown from Texas into Alabama. You guys have all heard of this. I just seen a video just, what was this, 2 days ago of a woman from one of these countries. I don't know if she was Haitian or whatever the case might be, but she was actually marinating a live bird in New York City. No joke. Hey, folks, do you expect them not to bring their culture with them? I mean, that's insane. Train up a child in the way they will go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. It's exactly what they're doing. And guess what they're bringing with them, Americans? They're bringing their culture with them. A lot of people are complaining about what's going on in Springfield, Ohio right now with the 20,000 Haitians. But I want to tell you, friends from Ohio are saying it's a lot more than 20,000. So this is what you're being distracted from right now. Your country's being handed off to the illegals, namely a good portion of them, military-aged men. And you're going to have to answer that, friends, objectively with a little common sense as to why they're using military-aged men. Without me making all of the examples and set forth with the answers, because I'm not going to do that today. But again, you guys are all aware of, and anybody that knows anything of communism, if you know anything of history, friends, the first thing that the communists will do, well, they'll attack their own police force. They'll attack their sheriffs. Those will be the first ones that are delivered up in an overthrow. And in the state of Minnesota, we have seen Tim Walz, who has been ousted as a straight-up Maoist, along with his little criminal sidekick, Keith Ellison. And that's exactly what they've been doing, is they've been attacking our police force while implementing and alluring illegals from the Middle East into the Midwest area, along with Michigan and others. We'll be right back with Kevin Shipp, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty.
Now,
if you are
up.
Already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons
Kevin's
of Liberty.
Up already.
Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at brighteonradio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Oh, by the way, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Folks, I want to go ahead and introduce Kevin, a former CIA officer. I mean, this is insane, folks. I got to tell you, I'm going through some technical difficulties right now. I wonder if that's by chance. Probably not, but we got you back up, so we're just going to keep going here. But I do want to go over to Kevin Shipp, former CIA agent, Central Intelligence Agency, intelligence and counterterrorism expert, held several high-level positions in the CIA. His assignments included protective agent for the director of the CIA, counterintelligence investigator searching for moles inside of the CIA, overseas counterterrorism operations. Wow, Kevin, I did not know this. Internal security investigator, chief of training for the CIA Federal Police Force, and polygraph examiner. Mr. Shipp acted as the program manager of the Department of State Anti-Terrorism Assistance Global Police Training Program. He received the CEO award for... Okay, this is crazy. Really, Kevin? You're that accomplished guy? I'm honored. Mm-hmm.
Who was that guy you were talking about?
I think it's you, man. I'm impressed. I did not know. You are always, and you've always been known as Bradley Dean's friend, former CIA. But when I'm looking at your bio, guy, I'm doing this live. I'm impressed. I really, truly am. So you were in there in the CIA in a big, big way. And you were in high-level positions, which I think says a lot. So I'm going to do my best to hold my wind here for you, Kevin. I'm honored to have you, my friend. I truly am. So welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Thank you, Bradley. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I got the first thing I thought of, and I was thinking about you yesterday because I knew you were coming on today. I am curious, what was your interest in the CIA? Why is it that that's the direction that you went in life? I'm curious.
Well, to make a long story short, I never thought I'd be hired by the CIA. I was a biologist and a biology major, working in biology labs, and I hated it. And I had a very, very close friend. As a matter of fact, I led him to the Lord, who said, hey, why don't you apply for a job with the CIA? I didn't know it at the time, but he was working there. And I said, well, they're never going to hire me with my checkered and shaded past. I was pretty wild in college. We won't go into detail there. So I said, just fill it out. So I filled out the application, put it in, and thought, yeah, that's the last I'll see of that. And just to close this part out, went through the process, several weird phone calls, got my first interview in CIA headquarters, walked down the hallway with all the combination locked doors into this big door, and behind the desk was sitting a senior CIA officer, and that's back when you could smoke in federal buildings, and he's smoking away on a cigarette. And of course, his desk is way up here, and he sits me in this seat that kind of sinks down, so I'm looking up at him, you know, and he goes, Kevin, let me ask you a question. I said, yes, sir. He goes, have you ever broken the law? Takes a drag off a cigarette. I'm like, Lord, this is where, that's the end of this job. And I said, yes, sir, I have. Because I was telling the truth. I was now a born-again Christian, you know. And so I told the truth. I said, yeah. He goes, why don't you tell me about it? And so I went through this long litany of all this vandalism I had done, climbing to the top of WMOD radio tower, and on and on and on and on. All the drinking and smoking and dope smoking and everything that I had done. And then when I was done, I was like, okay, Lord, well, this is over. He leans back and takes a drag off his cigarette, and he goes, blows it out his nose, and he goes, I got no problem with that.
Yep.
You want to continue with your application? And I was like, uh-huh.
Yep.
Anyway, to make a long story short, that's how I got in. I had no idea what I was going to do, which most people don't, when I got in there. I started out as a federal police officer, the top secret cleared CIA federal police, then moved on to a full staff security officer, which is kind of the equivalent of NCIS, but internally in the CIA in a civilian capacity, and then on to the assignments that you just talked about.
I feel a little bit safer. I got friends in high places, dude. I mean, this is great. I have friends that are in military agencies, and I have friends in the police. I'm surrounded by guys like you, but again, this is information I didn't have. So I'm honored to have you here, my friend. I truly am. You know, going back to your interview, I do have to say, maybe that's exactly what they were looking for, were guys like you, because like Benito Mussolini said, scoundrels are much more, you know, they're easier to control. And isn't that what they want, is extorted men that they can control and hang over the top of your head? I mean, did you come to that conclusion at any time during that interview, or did it take some time to come to that conclusion?
Oh, I found out they were right. They were looking for people exactly like that. Number one, people that they thought they could get to bend their morals and basically lie for a living, and maybe had some skeletons in their closet they didn't want people to know about, but the CIA did. Yep. Oh, yeah, the whole thing is orchestrated. It's a mechanical process they've set up for years to get people in there and keep them in there and keep them quiet.
Okay, so with that, I do have to bring you over to just a thought. And I know we're not on topic right now, but I listen, this is the kind of the stuff I really love to have conversation of, especially when it just comes from the hip rather than just going off something that's scripted. Sure. On so many levels. When you were a part of the CIA and you were in there, I know that you were with William Colby. Was that right? The guy that they found at the bottom of the lake, the former CIA?
Yeah, yes. William Colby. Yeah. Yes. I've done some interviews on that. Yes.
Okay. Can you,
I was an agent on William Casey's detail, who was then director of the CIA.
Okay.
I met William Colby before his death when he came up to visit William Casey, but I was an agent on William Casey's detail.
Okay, gotcha. So I'm just curious, what are your thoughts on even going back to now knowing what you know and being a part of it? What do you think of that which the president said, Truman said back in 47, he said he would have had nothing to do with the CIA had he known that it was the version of the American Gestapo. What are your thoughts on that?
That is precisely right. The National Security Act of 1947 did not give the CIA the unbridled covert authority and secrecy that it's been abusing ever since. Within 2 years of its creation, Truman realized it had gone rogue. They were starting to stage coups, assassinations, MKUltra, mind-altering experiments. Just went completely dark. And Truman came out and said in two editorials, one that he regretted forming the CIA, and then an op-ed in the Washington Post saying exactly the same thing, that he finally realized that the CIA, in his words, were casting a shadow on our position of freedom in this country, and he regretted forming it, and it has gone darker ever since.
Yeah, and then going fast forward from Truman to Kennedy, was there an inner link there? Obviously, because Kennedy wanted to go ahead and get rid of this head of the CIA and what he did, and he also said he wanted to break or splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces. Do you believe that that had anything to do with the assassination?
Well, I certainly do. And of course, back then, the CIA was working hand in hand with the mafia in their assassination program, and actually had the mafia on its payroll. And in our book, Twilight of the Shadow Government, we get into that in some detail. The CIA's working with the mafia. And of course, JFK had just come out. He was upset that the CIA was operating behind his back and said he was going to break it into 1,000 pieces. And of course, then he was killed and assassinated. Alan Dulles, who was the probably, author named Chalbert wrote the book, The Devil's Chessboard, about Alan Dulles and what a wicked, evil man the first CIA director was. Kennedy despised him so much, and he knew what Dulles was doing behind his back, so he fired him from his position as a CIA director and made him his arch enemy. Then Kennedy was assassinated, and guess who they put in charge of the Warren Commission?
Absolutely.
Alan Dulles.
Yep.
And of course, Gerald Ford became involved later on. He was a 33rd degree Mason, and that's a whole other story. But in my view, based on the facts, the evidence, and what I know, it was a CIA mafia hit on JFK. He would have eliminated the agency, and the CIA stood to make, and the military industrial complex stood to make $1 trillion off the Vietnam War. And Kennedy was going to pull out of that, which means he was going to take that kind of money, astronomical amount of money, away from the CIA and away from the military industrial complex.
Yeah. I mean, and I didn't mean to open up that can of worms, but I just thought I'd hit on it due to the fact that, I mean, we see that take place. Then we see RFK, and that was after MLK Jr. I mean,
yeah, they were murdered.
All of them were. There's no doubt about it.
They were assassinated.
Now, Kevin, I want to go kind of fast forward because I got you for two segments here. You did a documentary called Out of the Shadows. Exactly what was that about?
Out of Shadows was, that thing went viral. I think we had 12 million views the first week. We were talking about the CIA specifically's control through Operation Mockingbird of the news media. We went into a little bit into Operation Paperclip, where they smuggled Nazis in and put them in senior positions like in NASA. And we blew the whistle on the CIA's domestic operations in the United States in that video, which went viral, as you could imagine. And then the mainstream media, the Mockingbird, I call them, of the CIA, and we prove it in Twilight of the Shadow Government, began shutting that thing down left and right. YouTube took it off, and Mike, the producer, friend of mine, they just went after him with a vengeance. And then news interviews were canceled with me because I did the show, which I could care less. But anyway, I knew that was coming. But they really went after Mike, and Mike has come out again.
Kevin, I got to take a quick break here, folks.
Yes.
We're talking about and talking with former CIA Kevin Chip. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful
Beautiful.
Supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're going to hold up on phone calls. I do want to give you a quick heads up. We just finished the Minnesota State Fair after 12 days. Next month, early next month, October 5th, we're going to be in Portage, Indiana, Oakwood Grand Hall. That will be at the Woodland Park Recreation Area, 2100 Willow Creek Road as well. Folks, if you're just joining us right now, we actually have our friend with us, Kevin Shipp, former CIA. I did not know that he was this accomplished, and that's not to take away. It just adds on to how much more I'm impressed with the guy, because he's not out there just talking about what needs to be done. He's actually doing it. He's not a hearer only, deceiving himself, as it talks about in the book of James. Read James 2, 14 through 26. Well, Kevin Shipp has also written a book. It's a brand new one called The Twilight of the Shadow Government and How Transparency Will Kill the Deep State. So let's go ahead and resume this conversation with Kevin. And Kevin, what is the content of the new book?
Well, the book is explosive. And I submitted the book to the CIA for pre-publication review, knowing that they were going to stop it and black out most of it and probably sit on it for a year or more, because they did that in my last book, From the Company of Shadows. I just did a program where I exposed their illegal redactions in that book and their violation of the executive order, which is criminal. So I wrote Twilight of the Shadow Government, submitted it to the CIA. Of course, they sat on it for 3 months. And so before then, I went ahead with my courageous ghostwriter, Kent Heckenlively, wrote the book and submitted it to another courageous organization, Skyhorse Publishing, who took the book and published it. It's on Amazon for release on October the 15th. And I did that knowing that I did not have the CIA's approval to have that book released, because it's like submitting the crime report to a criminal before you publish it. You know, that's what they've been running for the last 40 years to conceal information against them. I decided to take the personal risk, violating my secrecy agreement, essentially to let the American people know what they've been doing and exactly how they do it. It's time for CIA reform. In the book, I demand reform of the CIA and removal of its covert operational so-called authority and its abuse of secrecy, retaining the good parts of the CIA, like the Director of Intelligence and others that Truman intended. And in the book, we get into several things. The CIA's criminal operations that they engaged in behind the back of Congress without the knowledge of the Congress and the president, things that had never been revealed before. That is in there. I reveal how I stumbled across a vulnerability, investigated, did a full report, and found out that the CIA had left a vulnerability in our embassies around the world that allowed any foreign intelligence service to go in through the visa section into the computer system and identify all of our covert agents. I wrote that up, submitted it to senior CIA, and you would think they'd want to correct that immediately, but instead they called and threatened me to drop it or it would be my career. They destroyed two of my memos, one of which I hand-carried over to them. They took it off the CIA server until it was leaked outside the Department of State Inspector General. They contacted me secretly, told me they're going to do a global investigation. Don't tell the CIA. Hang tight. 3 months later, they called and they said, you need to come over here. It's worse than even you thought. It wound up in a meeting, an official meeting, where I was called over to Department of State this guy was a former, really God and country CIA officer, of which there's only a few, that had decided right out. So he knew exactly what he was doing. He was a gift from God, really. Anyway, so I go over to the main street, and they said, Kev, we got a meeting here. Be over here to the IG floor as soon as you can. I went over there, knocked on the door, walked into their office, and they said, come on back here, Kevin. And there's a big conference room with a long conference room table sitting in it. And they said, Kev, go ahead and sit here. And I sat on one side of the table. Jim, the person that had the courage to investigate this, sitting on the other side of the table, the two senior IG guys at the front of the table. And they said, just hold on for a minute, Kevin. We have another person that we have demand to come to this meeting. Within about 10 minutes, there's a knock on the door. In walks the CIA official that had destroyed my memos, that had returned it, had destroyed it or removed it from the headquarters server. He walks and they said, have a seat at the end of the table. He sat down in the Department of State, and this is where I began to be targeted. He sat down in the Department of State, senior IG said, consider this an official rebuke of the CIA for putting the lives of its covert agents at risk for over 10 years and then covering it up. And we want you to know that we're going to publish a full report to the entire intelligence community about what you have done. He froze, of course, speechless and shocked. And then they said, that will be all. You can go. He walked out visibly shaken. I knew I was looking probably at the end of my career or worse. And then the CIA began to go after me, placed me in a house they knew that was contaminated with serious toxins. Me and my family, everybody got sick. A lot of that is in Twilight of the Shadow Government, how I fought them in that. And I have come out publicly to let people know how the CIA abuses its secrecy, the criminal activity that it engages in using the power of secrecy, how it controls Congress, it controls the judiciary, and it controls the White House also. This is a fourth branch of our government, which is completely illegal and unconstitutional. And it is time for it to stop. It's time for it to be exposed. And as I do in Twilight of the Shadow Government, I call for its reform.
I mean, you're preaching what we talk about here all day long. I mean, we're co-hosting each other right now as far as the content goes, because this is stuff that we cover all day long. I mean, Kevin, to the average American, this is conspiracy theory. It really is, because it kills their comfort zone. It pushes them outside to think outside of the box that the mainstream media, the mockingbird media, has put them in, because that's the narrative that they continuously feed on.
Yeah.
And now we're talking to Kevin Shipp, former CIA folks, telling you exactly what's going on the inside. Do you know John Stockwell? I'm just kind of curious.
Not personally, no.
Okay, because he was the one that said it was the function of the CIA to keep the world unstable, to propagandize and teach the American people to hate so that they can let the establishment spend any amount of money on arms. I mean, so I'm sure you're aware of all of this stuff. And there's,
I think that's pretty accurate, yes.
I mean, there's 1,000 things we could talk about. I mean, knowing that these agencies are here, Why is it that they continuously remain in the face of all the unconstitutional criminal behavior that's taking place, Kevin?
Because it's all done in secret. And the verse that I did a lot of personal praying about this before I entered into this risky endeavor. And the verse that the Lord gave me was in Ephesians, to be ashamed even to speak of the things that are done of them in secret. But that which is in secret is made manifest and exposed by the light.
Amen.
That was my operative verse that got me on this mission to expose the darkness of the CIA, their power over our elected government, which they've been getting away with. People fear the CIA. The Congress fears the CIA. That's their main weapon. And we know where fear comes from. That's their most powerful weapon, is the American people fear them. I had a very well-known author who has a program, I'm not going to mention his name for his sake, who was doing a program on faith and politics, and he was getting into some of these things. I spoke with him. We were going to do an interview, but he couldn't do it. He had just been approached by two feds knocking at his door, CIA, saying, stop doing this program or you're going to be arrested. And he told me, he said, I'm terrified. I'm too terrified to say anything more, and I'm not doing that program. And I said, well, listen, I'll take it from here. That's Amen. What they do. They make people afraid of them, and that's how they get away with it. Well, guess what? I answer to a higher authority. Amen. I'm a person of faith. I do not fear them. And I exhort the American people, do not fear the CIA. It's like the Wizard of Oz, big, scary, ugly face, and then behind the curtain is this little man pulling the levers. Do not fear them. It is time for us to rise up and demand their reform.
How many are within that organization? I'm curious.
How many are within the organization?
Yeah.
Well, the total number is classified, but let's say it's somewhere a minimum of 30,000, and that's not counting its assets, contractors, and other organizations like NQTEL and all of the CIA contractors that are out there. I mean, it's up in the, if I was to put it all together, including Northrop Grumman and others, you're up in the tens of thousands, probably 100,000 or more people connected to the CIA and bound by their secrecy agreement from saying anything about what they see.
Oh, that's interesting. No public proclamation. It's all done in secrecy. I'm also curious to know, when you're talking about that, do they operate in a compartmentalized fashion? Are they designed to not know what the other guys are doing, so on and so forth? Can you explain that a little bit, please?
Yeah, of course. That's the only reason that they survived. My case, when I filed suit against them, was held in secret on the seventh floor between George Tenet, who I was suing, and his executive officer, Alvin Buzzy Krongard, who I discuss in the book, some very dark, nefarious activities he was involved in. But no one else in the CIA knew that was going on. And another example is, I was on the protective detail of William Casey, the director of the CIA. My post was in his, one of my posts was in his house. It was on the seventh floor outside of his office. And I traveled with he and the deputy director internationally. All of us did. And none of us knew what Casey was involved in at the time. He was targeting an imam over in a Middle Eastern country. They had rigged a car bomb to go off just when the imam walked out of the mosque, that convinced that he was a mastermind of terrorist operations. And just before they had set the explosive ready for detonation, and just before this imam walked in front of the car, somebody asked a question back in the mosque, and he turned around and walked away. It was too late. The bomb was detonated. It killed 64 women and girls in the girls' school there. And then it turns out the intelligence was completely false. It was the wrong imam in the first place. None of us knew he was doing that. None of us knew he was meeting with the Prince of Saudi Arabia. There are things that the upper floors of the CIA do that are only known by, I would say, a max of five people.
Got it. Kevin, I got you for about 30 more seconds. Folks, Twilight of the Shadow Government, How Transparency Will Kill the Deep State, former CIA Kevin Shipp. How do we get a hold of you, Kevin?
You can get a hold of me. Let's see. I just published a YouTube, explosive YouTube. I'm at YouTube at Kevin Shipp 1. I publish regular exposés on the CIA on X at @Kevin_Shipp. And then I have a Patreon channel where I release
some
of the audio
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the
CIA
trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty.
I'll cover it on the other side of the break, Kevin.
As a
totally appreciate
of liberty,
you, guy.
We cannot say
thank you very
you
much.
Enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of two decades. And in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths and working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. It's time for the American people to read Leviticus 26. They keep hearing me say it, and I know that they get sick and tired of hearing it. I get sick and tired of saying it and reminding the people to see what the deal is and understanding what's going on in this country. We just had Kevin Shipp on, former CIA, former whistleblower. I read his biography right before we brought him up. Did not know that he was that well accomplished, that intertwined into that organization. You just heard what he had to say concerning what's going on. And folks, here again, it falls to the American people to actually deal with it, to lay the axe to the root of the tree. Americans, the way to amend your ways before the Lord is to right the wrongs before the Lord between you and your brothers. That is the bottom line. The very heart of God is justice and judgment. I mean, read Jeremiah 9:24, Psalm 97. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about him. If you want peace, James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, he was the father of the Constitution. He said our whole system of government is predicated upon judgment. Judgment in reference to what law? God's moral law. We have common law in America. What's that premised on? What's that predicated upon? That's predicated upon what, friends? The Torah, the first five books of Moses, which is not a thing of the past, make distinction between ceremonial law and moral law. But Jesus didn't come to destroy that. He came to fulfill that law. I mean, folks, you lower the law, you dim the light, which by man perceives his own guilt. There's no more crime when you remove the law. Read Romans 4:15. And friends, you're the law. And if you're the law, then you're the ones that are going to have to bring justice. He just got done telling you that the CIA is unconstitutional. It doesn't have any legal standing in this country. You know, during the conversation, I had highlighted the fact, well, with question, did you know John Stockwell? And I pulled up John Stockwell, former CIA. In many ways, he did the same thing that Kevin Shipp, who we just had on the show with us, is doing and was doing concerning exposing the CIA for who they are. I mean, if you can't figure out after what Truman said, comparing the CIA to the American version of the Gestapo, I don't know that I can help you. I mean, Kevin even brought up the fact that they brought in Operation Paperclip. That's where they brought 1,800 criminals, SS criminals, into America, gave them new identities. Folks, think about that. Oh, my goodness. I want you to think about that. They call the during the World War II era the greatest generation. I want you to think about the fact that 405,000 399 men fought against the likes of Adolf Hitler and his Third Reich and the SS, his evil empire, which he meant to establish a global order. They died in the pursuit of giving us the freedoms that we have today. Just think about what I'm going to say next. Not a household in America didn't feel lost. Everybody felt lost. Everybody knew somebody in their household that died in World War II fighting against the tyrant. Just think about how much blood was shed to give us the freedoms that we have. In the process, you have the Bushes, the Prescott Bush, who in 1942, easy to find, go online. He was indicted for illegally financing Adolf Hitler's war. Then his son, George Bush Sr., comes in, talks about a global order over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit. I want you to consider the blood that was shed. Then his son comes in, his grandson comes in, and then the two towers fall. Folks, the global crisis that they needed was September 11, 2001, all interlinked to who? The Bushes in the CIA. Oh, by the way, the middle Bush was the head of the CIA. I want to go back to making that link and understanding who this organization is, because I just made reference to what Truman said in comparing them to the American version of the Gestapo. Okay, so wait a second. Our boys fight against the Third Reich, and then members of governments and secret organizations that have no constitutional standing go over to Germany and they pull the best of their criminals over into America. And Americans are trying to figure out what's going wrong with their country. And then again, going fast forward to Kevin Shipp, who tells us the CIA is corrupt from the top to the bottom. And look at the crimes that they're guilty of committing. They have no constitutional authority. Kevin told us they have control over Congress. Yes, because they're extorted. And it's not just the CIA, by the way. It's also the FBI. It's also these other agencies that have been created unconstitutionally only to be used to fortify themselves and do a power, empower themselves against we the people. And friends, with the question mark, is that what they're doing today? Yes, that's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. And the only people that can bring about the resolve are the people themselves. There's 337 million people in this country that are allowing less than 100,000 people. That's the number that Kevin named concerning those that are a part of this unconstitutional agency called the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency. And furthermore, the American people know that they're corrupt, but yet they're afraid of them. And just like Kevin said, the people's fear, hey, folks, when the good are unafraid, those that mean to assail you are powerless. And as I always say on the show, we don't take counsels from our fear. And furthermore, if we're born of the Spirit of God, we haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I mean, look at the courage that we just witnessed with my friend Kevin. I'm not afraid of this. If I die in the process, hey, folks, let me say it this way. Until you find a reason to die for a cause, until you find something to die for, you have nothing to live for. Why do you think Jesus said to deny yourself and take up your cross and follow him? Why do you think he said to he who tries to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it? And when we find ourselves in Christ and him alone, what does he promise us? Much boldness. And guess what the Bible says about boldness? And guess what the definition of boldness is? It means forward to danger. Hey, folks, we don't take counsel from our fears. We take counsels from the one that we fear. And it's a filial fear, not a diabolical fear. We fear God. And the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28:1 that strong confidence is in those that fear the Lord. It was like what Dietrich Bonhoeffer rightly said. He who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man. Why? Because there's strong confidence. There's much boldness given unto the righteous by the Holy Ghost. And throughout scriptures, that's exactly what we see. When I see people walking around acting like a bunch of sheeple, the only reason they're afraid of and what they're afraid of, or should I say the only reason that they're afraid, is because they don't know the Lord. And they have a lot to be afraid of if they don't know him. Because we've been delivered from the wrath of God when we're in Christ, not outside of Christ. And the bottom line is, friends, we do not take counsel from our fears in any sense of the word. I can tell you this right now and setting someone free right now, if you want to go ahead and hear the truth of the matter, John 8:32, what you serve is what you fear, and what you fear is what you serve. If you serve the Lord, it will be a diabolical fear. It will be a liberated fear in Christ, 2 Corinthians 3:17. It will not be diabolical. Yes, we're in the flesh. Yes, I get all of that stuff. But the bottom line, friends, is when we find our faith in Christ and he takes over, man, he takes us to the opportunities that we have been given right now. We don't run from our opportunities. And oh my goodness, Americans, let me say this during the end of the show here. What an opportunity the American church has been given to prove the God of Israel, to prove the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to prove the same God that showed himself strong on the behalf of all the patriarchs from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations. And I can safely say that he has not changed. Malachi 3:6. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Friends, look at what's going on here as an opportunity and make the most of your opportunity. Because if you want his will to be done on this earth as it is in heaven, the only way that you're going to be able to do that is in Christ. And then you're going to understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And you'll also understand that all power in heaven and earth has been given to our big brother, Jesus Christ. And he's the one that said, greater works will you do than I did in John 14. My goodness, friends, what an opportunity we have. I want to drive you over to Kevin's stuff. Oh, let me give you this quote from John Stockwell. It is the function of the CIA to keep the world unstable and to propagandize and teach the American people to hate. So we will let the establishment spend any amount of money on arms. That's exactly what's going on. But if I go over here, friends, I want to show this to you. Twilight of the Shadow Government, How Transparency Will Kill the Deep State, done by Kevin Shipp. Also, if you want to go over to his YouTube page, YouTube at Kevin Shipp 1, Kevin Shipp 1, at X, at Kevin, lower score, Shipp. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. 23-